Hi everyone, Leo here, and it's good to see all of you here in the chat. Welcome to the webinar. Today's webinar, I'm calling it the Fearless Webinar, but it's specifically about how we get hooked and how we can unlearn our patterns. And so there's a lot packed into that title. And I'll get into those terms, our patterns and how to get hooked. But before we do that, I'd like you to take a second, take a moment to just kind of pause and let's kind of bring ourselves here to the present. And the way we do that, that I suggest is kind of get in touch with how you're feeling physically right now as you sit here watching the webinar. So just check in with your body. Notice if there's any kind of energy, like a nervous energy, anxious energy. Are you in pain? Are you feeling healthy and vibrant? Are you relaxed? Are you tensed? Are you feeling happy and joyous? Are you a little bit sad and down? But not necessarily just the mood, but how you're feeling physically. What's in your body right now? Some of you might be going through a very hard time and grieving, so there might be some feelings of grief in your body, some painful feelings. Others of you have been busy all day, and so there might be a feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed, anxious, rushed. How does that feel in your body? Not just a label, not just your thoughts about it, but how does it feel physically? And you can take a deep breath, come into the present, and be here with this webinar with me and everyone else who's joining me from Hawaii, London, New York City, Santa Rosa, and many other places, I'm sure. I am glad to be here with all of you, and thank you for giving me your attention today. And Marianne is expressing a little bit of anxiety since the election, I'm assuming. She mentions November 9th. And yes, I think there's a lot of things going on for a lot of us, whether you're here in the US and maybe a little stressed about what's going on nationally or moving across country like Lindsay is, or dealing with whatever you're dealing with in your corner of the world. I know there's a lot going on for all of us. So, this is a great time to talk about the ideas of getting hooked. So, getting hooked is a term that I've stolen from one of my favorite mindfulness teachers, Pema Chodron. I mentioned her a number of times. She's one of my favorites, and there's a number of people who I consider my mindfulness teachers, and she's one of them. And so she has this term from, I think it's from the Tibetan Buddhist tradition, which is called Shenpa, which often is translated as attachment. But in her translation of it, or her way of thinking about it, she describes it as a getting hooked. And for me, I've experienced this as kind of a getting caught up in something. So today, you might have noticed if you are feeling some stress or anxiety, some anger or frustration, any of these kinds of feelings, even positive feelings like, oh, I can't wait to have an awesome lunch. Or for me, there's some homemade pumpkin pie that I made for Thanksgiving, and I'm kind of craving that. And so there's this feeling of getting hooked in a positive way towards something that I'm craving, something I desire. But a lot of times it's getting caught up in resentment or frustration about someone else or feeling bad about ourselves or stress or anxiety about our situation. And so what do we mean by this? So there is a moment where in your body you just all of a sudden have this physical kind of something grabbing you or something hooking you, and it pulls you in a certain direction. And that little feeling, which is before we're even thinking about whatever the situation is, just a physical kind of gut reaction. We take that and then we start to get caught up in a chain reaction. I've described it as just getting lost in the cloud of our thought and just not being able to see anything but that cloud. But also, you could just think of a chain reaction that starts from that, but you just pile on top of that and pile on top of that until you are just lost in your chain of thought. And you're building up a story about whatever your situation is. It could be about the other person, about my wife or whoever it is in your life who you have emotional reactions to, and how she didn't do this. And then I start to build up an entire case about her. Maybe write a short novella or a war and peace about her. Welcome, guys, from Washington and Berlin, Germany. Good to see you. So, you get this hooked feeling, and you start a chain reaction. You start to build up a story, build up a case about this other person. Or it might be something that you're building up about yourself, about how you suck at being disciplined and you just can't get anything right. Sometimes we say that. Or we might be building a case about how we're right and the other person is wrong. Or how they're always doing something to us. Or it could just be about the situation. Perhaps we're anxious about what's going on in national politics or international crises. And so we have this initial feeling of getting hooked, and then we start to think about all of this bad stuff that's happening, and why does it have to be this way, and what are we going to do, and how horrible the situation is. And all of a sudden, we're lost. And this is a cause of a lot of our problems. The difficulty in the outside situation is there for sure. But for us personally, for each individual person, there is this getting caught up, this getting hooked, and then getting lost in the chain reaction. And then that becomes our reality. We get caught up in that anxiety, again, frustration, anger, and all of that. Is something that we have allowed to build up. We don't know that we're doing that, so it's not that we should blame ourselves, but in our minds, we've got caught up in these mental patterns of whatever it is that we've built up, and then it actually can hurt us or cause a lot of problems. And we've talked about in the lessons, the fearless lessons, some of the problems that can be caused by fear. And I find this getting caught up, getting hooked, very related to the feelings of fear. I think that actually it starts with this little feeling of getting hooked, which could be seen as a fear. Like, oh, I don't know what's going to happen with this, the national politics, for example, or oh, they have hurt me in some way, this other person, and so I'm now afraid of getting hurt, or I'm afraid that they're not going to make me happy, or that they are going to think that I'm a bad person. And so there's this little feeling of fear, and then we build up more fear on top of it. And we can see it when we think about procrastination with work, or procrastination with exercise or meditation. We can see that there's this feeling of discomfort about whatever it is we're facing, which is a fear of that discomfort. Fear of the uncertainty that's associated with that task, as fear of not being able to do well, and that's uncertainty and discomfort. And so that's the initial feeling. And then we want to run because we start to build up all of the problems with how bad this is going to be. And it might just be a few seconds, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I need to get out of here. And so you run to your things that are more certain, more comfortable. And so we get caught up in these patterns. So this is again, we procrastinate, we lash out, we get caught up in anxiety, and then we hide in our comfortable alternatives, the activities that we find a lot of comfort in. So this is a mental habit that we allow ourselves to perpetuate, but we don't know that we're doing it. So running from discomfort and running to comfort, that's our mental pattern. Running from discomfort, running to pleasure. It's a hoping for something better than what we are currently faced with. So again, if we're thinking about national politics, we don't like that, and we want something better. We're hoping for some kind of solution. If we don't like the person, how the person in front of us is behaving, and sometimes it's just a gut reaction to a person, we don't even know them. We might just see them on the street, and all of a sudden we're like, oh, I don't like that person. There's something about them that just gets you hooked. And then you start to think about all these bad things about them. And so there's this feeling of not wanting, not liking the situation, not liking the person in front of us, even not liking ourselves, not liking the task we're faced with, not liking the exercise or meditation or healthy food. And so then we don't like this and we want to run to, we hope for something better than this. And then the fear comes. Actually, the fear is a reaction to the hope. So we're hoping for something better than what we're facing right now. We're hoping that this person won't be here anymore, or hoping that they'll like us or do something, behave in a more considerate, loving way. And so we are hoping for this thing, and then all of a sudden we fear not getting that. And so that's the fear results from the hope, actually. And so we all always think of hope as a good thing. But when we're hoping for something better than what we have right now, there's then the fear of this, of just not getting something better, of just having this, or the fear of not getting this beautiful thing that we're wishing for. So either the fear of getting this current situation, not being able to get out of it, or the fear of not getting the thing that we want. And of course, those are really two sides of the same thing, but that's where the fear comes from. So let's take it down to some where the rubber meets the road. So, for example, if I'm facing a difficult work task, I have to write something that's really tough, right? And I don't like that feeling. And so, all of a sudden, I'm hoping for this to be easier. I'm hoping for my success with this. I'm hoping that I'll know what I'm doing and that it's gonna, I'm just gonna like kick butt with it. And so I'm hoping for something better than what I'm actually facing, which is a lot of discomfort, uncertainty, not knowing what I'm doing, uncertainty about failing or succeeding. And so now I fear this task because I think I'm hoping that I should get something better than this. And so when I fear this task, again, it's a little bit of getting caught up and I get lost in the chain reaction. So there's the hope for something better than what I have right now. There's a fear of not getting that or of staying with what I have right now. And then that causes me to go off into a chain reaction from being hooked. So, all right. And I, sorry, I get distracted by the chat because there's some good stuff in there. But let's see. So the chain reaction, I don't like this. So this physical feeling, and this feeling of fear or of getting hooked can be a, or it is a physical reaction. And what we can do is start to notice that it's happening. This is actually how we start to change our patterns. The patterns that we have of getting caught up in this chain reaction are actually very unhelpful. And they can cause us a lot of stress, a lot of pain, a lot of anxiety. I notice with myself, for example, if I get caught up with my wife, and my, you know, I get caught up in this chain reaction and start to build a case against her, then I withdraw from her, or I might talk to her in a way that's irritated or frustrated. And then she, of course, reacts badly to that, and then we're all of a sudden in a fight. So me getting caught up, actually led to an argument, and I can, of course, build up a case about why it's her fault that we're in this fight, but actually, a lot of it is my own contribution to the problem. And if I didn't have that pattern of getting caught up and acting in a way that's irritated or frustrated with her or distant, emotionally distant, then we wouldn't be in this situation. So actually, I'm worsening my relationship with her. And I can say the same thing with my kids. When I get frustrated with them or irritated by something that they did, I can be a very, you know, not patient, not loving father. But if I can remove that getting caught up, I can now create a new pattern of being open to them, of seeing them for who they are and accepting them for who they are, of loving them just as they are, and just as they need to be loved, and just as I would like to love them. And so that's a whole new pattern that I'd like to form. But what's getting in the way is this old pattern. And we can apply the same thing not only to relationships, but to our work habits. Instead of running from getting caught up about how horrible this task is that I have to do, or these taxes that I have to do, or again, exercise or meditation that I want to do. Instead of getting caught up about them and running from them and going to my favorite distractions, I can stop and open myself up to this thing in front of me and just meet it as it is, accept it as it is, and just go ahead and do it anyway, even though it might be a little bit uncomfortable. In fact, work with that discomfort and learn to open up to that and not resist the discomfort. And so I can all of a sudden be great, you know, productive and effective at work, not a procrastinator. I can be healthy and exercising. I can be meditating and open to that. And I've had some recent experience with that where meditation can be something that I drop for a while and then have to try and pick back up when I feel resistance for it. I drop it because of, you know, travel or guest visiting, and then I don't pick it back up because there's some kind of resistance. So I've had to open myself up to that resistance and work with it. And that actually becomes my meditation, is working with that resistance. But how do we go about changing? We would like to change to a better pattern, and the current patterns we have can be very unhelpful, cause us a lot of distress, cause a lot of harm to our relationships, to our health, to our work. So what we need to do is to notice this feeling of getting hooked and kind of interrupt the mental patterns after this physical feeling of being hooked. So what I suggest you do today, and maybe even tomorrow, and maybe the day after that, if you're feeling ambitious and courageous, but at least for today, spend the day just trying to notice this feeling of getting caught up. As you talk with other people, as you think about what food you're going to eat, or what work tasks you're going to do, or what recreational tasks you're going to do, as you relate to anything in the world, notice yourself getting caught up and then starting down a path of a chain reaction of thoughts, building up a case against something. And if you can catch it early, like right in the beginning, you can just start, just interrupt it before you get all of this stuff caught up. Caught up in all of this stuff. But even if you catch it later, you've already been thinking about it for 10 minutes, lost in some train of thought, you can interrupt it then as well. I find it better or easier if I can catch it early. So right in the very beginning, I'm like, oh, I notice myself getting hooked there, and I'm starting down that chain, that path of a chain reaction. And if I can catch it then, it's actually a lot easier to interrupt. Once you're like lost in it, it's really hard to interrupt at that point, but you can do it. I've done that as well, but it's just, I find it easier to try and catch it early. So spend a day trying to notice the getting caught up and then the chain reaction after that. You can actually stop the chain reaction by just pausing and saying, oh, I'm in the middle of a chain reaction here. I just noticed myself thinking. And you can just say, okay, I was going down that chain reaction, but I'm just going to pause right now, maybe breathe, just feel your breath. Of course, you know, the breath is always there. You're breathing even when you're thinking about being disorganized or panicking. And you can just breathe, pay attention to your breath, and then just turn to the physical feeling in your body, just as we did as we started this webinar. Turn to that physical feeling and just see where it is. For me, it's often in my chest, but it could be in your stomach, it could be in your neck, it could be somewhere in your head, it could be in your shoulders, it could be in all over your entire body in some cases. But for me, it's often in my chest, and there's a little feeling of, you could call it fear, you could call it panic, you can call it stress or anxiety. It could even just be a feeling that's similar to being excited. But we can view it in a positive way like that, or we can view it in a negative way. But The main thing is just to notice it. So you've caught yourself getting caught up. You've caught yourself getting hooked. You've paused. You've turned to your breath and noticed that. So you're now awake from the dream that you were getting caught up in. You're here in the present moment. And then you turn to your body and notice what that feeling feels like. And that also is here in the present moment because it's happening to your body right now. You're not lost in the dream. Now, you could at that point start to get caught up in a dream about the feeling like, oh God, I'm always doing this. And why am I getting caught up so much? And what is wrong with me? And you can catch yourself at that moment too. And be like, oh, I just got caught up again. I just got hooked. And you can catch yourself early there too and notice what that feels like. And it might be a little bit different. And in fact, the feeling is not something that's solid, but actually it's temporary and it's constantly changing. It's impermanent. It's fluid, dynamic, in a state of flux, in flow. And so if you pay attention to it, you can notice actually that it changes. It might actually get really strong if it's this real strong urge or a real strong feeling of needing to get away from something that's uncomfortable. And it can actually get real strong and then it can fade away. I've talked about this before with my when I was trying to quit smoking, is I would have the urge to go smoke, especially if I had a lot of stress or anxiety going on. The urge to go smoke, and if I could just sit there and watch it, if the feeling would go up and up and up in my body and then start to go down. And so it was kind of like a wave thing. And then it would go up and then it would go down. So I could watch it change. And you can do that too for the feeling in your body. It might actually dissipate if you just pay attention to it. The act of turning our attention to this feeling can sometimes allow it to dissipate. And part of the reason why it can dissipate is because we haven't built up on top of it. The feeling actually gets stronger and stronger the more we think about it. Pema talks about it like this little spark that's going up inside of our body, and we then, with our thoughts, throw kerosene on it. So it just starts to flame up and become a raging fire. But if we can catch it early and just not throw the kerosene of our thoughts on it, it doesn't have to become a big thing. And so if you can catch it early, that's actually a very helpful thing because you have not turned it into this really big, stressful deal. So you can notice yourself getting hooked. You can learn to pause. You can turn to your breath and then you can stay with the feeling. With this method, you can actually start to notice your mental patterns and then start to change them. So for example, with myself, some of my mental patterns, hold on one sec here. I made a short list of some of my more common ones. Now I have a bunch of them, but these are the ones I've started to notice as I watch myself getting caught up. I'm like, oh, I just started this mental pattern that I do actually do a lot. And I'm like, I start to kind of label them as like, oh, there's my mental habit of resentment. Actually, that's a very common one. It's like, oh, I resent someone for not doing things the way that I would like them to do it. And so that resentment is a pattern that I have. Rushing is another one. So I'm rushing through my day just like, okay, brush my teeth so I can get on to the next thing. I start, you know, start making breakfast and rush through eating breakfast and then rush to the next thing. And I'm like, oh God, I just get caught up in the mental habit of rushing. And for me, I call it rushing, but actually what it is like a mental habit of thinking, okay, I need to get through this so I can get to the next thing. And I have all these things that I need to do today. And that's my mental pattern. But I can actually interrupt it and pause and breathe and notice the feeling of getting hooked and notice that I was starting down that path of rushing through my tasks and feeling overwhelmed. And instead, I can change my pattern to something new. And so instead of rushing or thinking, oh, I need to get through this to get to the next thing, I can say, oh, actually, I can just be here with this task. If I'm going to be brushing my teeth, just be here with the brushing of the teeth, maybe even add to that pattern and try and practice appreciation of being here with this task of brushing my teeth and just stay here in single task without thinking about all the other things I need to do. Just stay here in single task. Because what I found is that if I allow myself to stick to that mental pattern of rushing, it actually continues all day until I'm like falling down exhausted and like I rush through my entire day. But if I change that to a pattern of just being here and appreciating this very act of brushing my teeth, this very act of preparing my breakfast, this very act of eating my breakfast. In fact, not even eating the entire breakfast, but this very act of taking this one bite and chewing that bite and swallowing it, I can really notice the textures of the food. I can really notice the wonderful flavors that I'm getting instead of like, oh, I need to eat this delicious food so I can get on to my work tests. And then I'm not really appreciating the miracle that goes into this food that's nourishing my body, and the miracle that this is actually becoming me. So I start to pay attention to all of these miracles, and I think, man, I know I'm my pattern of rushing actually makes me miss all of this amazing stuff. So that's me catching my pattern of rushing, catching my pattern of resentment, catching my pattern of anxiety is another very common one for me. Catching my pattern of procrastinating, wanting to run or avoid, run from something or avoid discomfort. That's another very common pattern for me. Another one that I've caught myself doing a lot is comparing myself to others. So one way that I compare myself to others is I might think, oh God, this person is amazing at this, and I'm not. That makes me feel worse about myself, and I start to think, bad things because I've come up short in this comparison. When actually this is a completely different person on a completely different path in life, and I don't need to compare myself to them. I might think, oh, this guy's got a great body and like I'm starting to get chubby. And so that comparison is a very, very harmful one to me. But I might also think other things like, oh, they do things this way, my way's a lot better. Now I'm not consciously thinking this, but this is a pattern that comes up. And I think, oh God, why do they do things that way? Or I don't think they're dumb, but I think something bad of them for not doing things the way that I think that they should be done. And so, like I could judge people for eating like junk food when I'm trying to eat healthy. I'm like, oh God, they should eat healthier. And I think I catch myself doing these kinds of things. Of course, these are not conscious thoughts, but it's just a mental pattern that happens. And I'm like, this is not a helpful habit for me. This is not the kind of person that I want to be. This is not the life that I want to live. And so instead of wasting my time on those mental patterns, I can interrupt them and say, okay, I don't want this pattern of comparing or judging other people or comparing myself to others. I don't want this pattern of resentment because I can see where it goes. It actually goes to a harmful place. I don't want to waste my time on this pattern of rushing. I don't want to waste my time on this pattern of anxiety or procrastination. And so when I catch myself, I can interrupt it and I can notice where I'm like, I know where this heads down to. I know the path that this leads to. And that allows me to say, okay, this is not a helpful pattern for me. When I interrupt it then and notice that, I can say, okay, what would be a better pattern for me? So, for example, procrastination. If I have a work task and I notice myself wanting to get up and go do something else or switch to something else on my computer, I can just pay attention to this task. I can notice my discomfort. Sorry, I got distracted by the chat. I need to cover the chat up. I like to look at the chat because it helps me to like feel that the video hasn't stopped. There's been a number of times when the video stops, and for you guys, and I'm just continuing to talk, but it looks like you guys are not putting anything in the chat that says the video has stopped, so I'm going to keep going and cover up the chat. So instead of procrastinating, I can just pause and stay here with my discomfort and say, oh, I'm feeling discomfort here. Maybe even give myself a little bit of compassion, like, oh, I don't necessarily like discomfort, but instead of running from it, I can notice that I'm actually resisting something here in this moment. There's something that I'm resisting, and there's like tension in me that doesn't want it. I can feel it in my body. It's a tension in my body, but it's also a tension in my mind. Like kind of pushing away or trying to get away from whatever it is. It could be a writing task. I don't know how to do this task, or it could be something that I think I could fail at, or people are going to judge me at, or think badly of me. And so there's this tension in my body, but also a tension in my mind that just doesn't want it. It's kind of pushing it away, running from it, trying to get away from it. And so resistance. And what I can do is in my body, notice the tension. It might be my chest, it could be my shoulders or neck, it could be my jaw. I can just feel that tension and I can just like let myself relax. But I can also notice the tension that's in my mind and I can let myself relax to that. And so again, instead of procrastinating and running, I can just start to work with that resistance, the tension in my mind, the tension in my body. Just relax, and I can actually start to feel some feelings of relaxing and just a little bit of actually happiness that comes up, because like, oh, I'm not tense anymore. I'm actually just melting into this task or the situation that I'm in or the person that I'm resisting. It could be my wife, it could be my kids, it could be some stranger that I am resisting in some way. I could feel myself resisting, and then when I relax, it's like, oh, I'm just kind of melting into this person. Not into them, but just into who they are and how I perceive them. And if they're acting in a way that I don't necessarily like, I can just kind of relax and say, oh, actually, they are caught up. They are hooked right now. And I know what that's like. And so maybe I can have a little bit of empathy, some compassion for them. So that's a different pattern, is instead of running from and avoiding and procrastinating, I can just kind of melt into it. And I can do the same thing with meditation. It's like, oh, I am putting that off and resisting it, but I can melt into it and let myself just sit on the cushion and relax with it. And so anytime you feel yourself resisting, you can change the pattern into something where you're just relaxing into it. And that can be the same thing with anxiety. So I'm anxious about the situation. Again, it's the same thing of, oh, I am resisting the situation. I have a lot of work to do, or I'm in an uncomfortable social situation. And so I can feel myself, there's an energy of anxiety, but there's also this tension of me in my body and in my mind of resisting it. That's why I'm feeling the anxiety. And so if I just allow myself to relax, maybe even feel the anxiety in my body, just stay with it, because this is not something that I want, is anxiety. So I often will run from that. But if I can just melt into the feeling of anxiety, then it's not so bad. And so these new patterns can be much more helpful, much more relaxing, allow us to be more content where we are here in the moment. And again, the patterns can be anything that you want. These are some that I've been working with myself. But it could be one of trying to love, or trying to be grateful, or trying to be more open to, or trying to say yes to something. So yes to the moment, yes to this person, yes to this task. So these are different kinds of patterns that we can train ourselves once we interrupt the old patterns. Now, what I will guarantee you is that you will still go down those old patterns. So this is a retraining of the mind, and you have to notice, oh, I've just been spending half an hour on the old pattern of anxiety, or half an hour on the old pattern of resentment. So you just notice that you just did it, and you just say, okay, that wasn't helpful. And so the next time, I'm going to try and catch it a little bit earlier. And a little bit earlier, and then you might miss it sometimes, even though you had been catching it earlier, and you'd be like, okay, I missed it, I got caught up, I allowed myself to go down the path of a chain reaction, I built up a case against this person, and that wasn't helpful, I just constantly resented them. And so I can catch that earlier and earlier, and just become more and more mindful of that getting caught up, that hooked feeling. And so if you can catch it, start to have a replacement pattern, catch it, try the replacement pattern, and over and over, and even when you miss it, just notice, oh, I missed it, I got caught up in that, what would be my new pattern that I'd like to do instead? And so have a replacement pattern. The ones that I've mentioned I think are very helpful ones, the ones of just noticing, of relaxing into it, maybe trying to be more open to this current thing and just doing it anyway, even though there might be discomfort or anxiety. trying to be more grateful and appreciative of this moment, of whatever it is that you're doing, grateful that you're allowed to do it. If I am trying to work with someone else, I might try and be more open-hearted to them and more accepting of who they are and just love them as they are. I might also try and see my connection to them, because a lot of times I have a self-centered view where I'm thinking about myself and how I don't want to be judged, or I don't want to be uncomfortable, or I want them to do things the way that I want. So instead of having the self-centered view, which is not a very helpful pattern for me, I can have a more us view, like what is helpful for us as a couple, or as a father and son, or as a stranger and stranger who are meeting each other in the world. What is more helpful to us? How can I help this person? Are they suffering and can I give them compassion? Do they have a way? Is there something that I can do that will benefit us as a two-person team? Or maybe there's a larger group that I can think of and think, what can benefit us as a group? Okay, so we're noticing getting hooked. The physical feeling, we're going to pause, we're going to breathe, and we're going to turn to this physical feeling and just notice it. And this interrupts the pattern. It stops us from pouring the kerosene of our thoughts onto the spark. It stops us from building up something big. And instead, we interrupt the pattern, notice that the pattern that we were about to do, and say, okay, I'm not going to waste my time on resentment, the pattern of resentment. I'm not going to waste my time on the habit of being frustrated with someone. I'm not going to waste my time on the habit of procrastinating. I'm not going to waste my time in the habit of comparing myself to others. And by doing this, I can say, that is totally a waste of my time, because it just leads me down this path that I know is not helpful, that I know is going to damage my relationship or hurt my work or hurt my health, hurt my mental health, hurt my exercise habit. And so instead of wasting my time on this thing that's going to be very unhelpful, very hurtful, I'm going to instead try this new pattern. And by constantly being mindful, constantly trying to remember, we can start to create new patterns. Now, it takes time. It is a process. And you can notice yourself actually being self-critical, like, oh, I'm not doing this so good. I'm not so disciplined. I'm not so aware. And so when you notice that, that's an unhelpful pattern. And that is a getting caught up, a feeling of getting hooked. And there can be a chain reaction from that. So anytime you're being self-critical, you can catch that as well and say, oh, that's not a helpful pattern for me. Instead, maybe I can be self-compassionate, self-loving, and try and find something that is more helpful. And I can melt into this feeling that I'm resisting of myself, of just having let myself down, melt into that feeling and just say, oh, this is there. But that also is impermanent. That also is ever-changing, and it will go away. All of these things that we feel, we can turn towards them and feel them, but they actually don't last that long, especially if we don't throw the kerosene on top of them. So this is something that I've been working with myself, and I've noticed myself, the old patterns are all still there. They haven't gone away, but I have noticed myself getting better and better at catching it, pausing with it, staying with it, and changing to more helpful patterns. I'm not 100% there yet. I'm still working with it. I still struggle with all of it, but I'm getting better and better at it.